my God, it's full on. Double rainbow all the way across the sky. Whoa. Like a triple rainbow. Oh! Go street team, guys! Come on!
I'll beat you out 500 days later. I'm stuck to the track. 15, 40, 7, 30. Off that 20
chip. Yeah. No, I know. Uh-huh. No, I'm not. I'm not. No, I'm paying attention. Mom, I'm listening. Just talk.
Are you going trick-or-treating?
No, probably
not. I'm getting rich, ain't one. 98 reasons that you won't see none. 97 pack of bulls and twins. 96 more relevant divided by 10. Cadillac color crow on a flyway going 94. Ever since then, something clicked and a lot like yeah, got 86. Street mathematics and scientists learn that corona calculus. Street mathematics and scientists learn that corona calculus. Street mathematics and scientists learn that corona calculus.
I'm literally in the car. David, hey! David, Clark! Rick, Nathanson!
I'm sorry.
Little Ricky! We went to college together.
Oh, shit. Hey, dude.
We all took ecstasy at Dave Matthews one time, and I tried to kiss you.
That's right. I remember that. Yeah. Yeah. Crash.
Yep.
Yeah. Wow. I didn't recognize you. You look
very
different.
I gained a little bit of daddy weight. You know the drill.
Actually, I don't. No.
No way.
Yeah.
No way! Still a free agent. Mm. What? You son of a bitch.
Yeah, sure.
You lucky son of a bitch. Lucky son of a bitch.
I
wow,
know.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
There. For old time's sake, huh? The daddy stress.
You're still dealing weed?
Best in Denver.
That's fucking awesome. Oh my God. Wow, that's so cool. You're still at it.
Yeah.
I envy you, man.
Ah.
I do. Look at you. No wife, no kids, no responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Yeah.
You got nothing. You could disappear tomorrow and who'd even know? Ah, what I wouldn't give.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, I didn't mean that like that. I mean,
sorry.
Don't
bother me.
No.
That's all right. Great seeing you, Rick.
Great seeing you.
All right.
Good on you. Okay, bud. I believe in you.
Hey, David?
Yeah.
Facebook me. We'll get weird.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Hey, good luck with your family.
Fuck me. Fuck. Hey, great news. We're going to get high and fuck tonight. Oh, I'm sorry, honey. Put mommy on the phone, okay?
Super good.
Thanks.
I'm Kimberly, with a Y.
I'm Rose, with an R. Is that your stage name?
My what?
Your stage name. Something to protect yourself from all those creeps out there. You should pick one. You know, something simple, but sexy and cute. Short, maybe. Do you have a nickname?
Totally.
Oh, well great, then use that because...
I even got a tattoo of it. Do you want to see? Check it out.
Boner Garage.
Oh,
wow. A little arrow. arrow there, even.
Is that not, like, the hottest?
Tony Garage, you're up. Oh, look at that. So excited and full of life. That'll fade. Hey, Rose, I know you're technically on break, but I need a lap dance, table 5. Just don't get too close. The guy has 2 hook hands.
How do we let that guy back in here?
I don't know. I must have picked the locks.
Work this evening.
What do you care?
Just asking.
No, it's so dumb.
Fine. Well, is your dummy boyfriend around?
No. Jimmy's with his parents. Why?
Well, because Jimmy still owes me $400, so.
Well, maybe you shouldn't loan drugs to people.
All right. Good tip. Mm-hmm. See, what I was thinking is that maybe you could help him out, settle his debt for him.
Not a fucking chance.
Well, you know, you sure would be doing me a solid, neighbor.
Oh, really? Neighbor? You're not a neighbor. You're a drug dealer whose apartment smells like cheese and feet.
Mm. Yeah, it's a candle I got from Anthropology. Cheesy feet. That's what they call it. The best seller. Oh, Rose, got a piece of your mail here. You know, I'd lend you some money, but unfortunately, you know, we're not neighbors.
Oh, you dick. Have fun dying alone, jerk.
Yeah, have fun digging out the singles from your crotch.
My crotch only takes 20s, David. Hey, David.
Hi, Kenny.
So I heard you and Mrs. O'Reilly fighting.
It's called flirting, Kenny. You'll learn about it in college. What the hell are you doing up? It's almost 2. Where's your mom?
She went for a drink with a friend.
When?
Last week. So I got the whole place to myself. Yeah. Rolling Han Solo for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of rolling, I was wondering...
I don't sell the kids, Kenny.
I'm 18. I'm going to get my own place soon. Not a kid, David.
Yeah, you are. Take care.
Give me my fucking phone!
Leave her alone! Unhand her! Hey, leave her alone! Oh. God damn it, Ken.
Fucking tough guy, huh?
Hey! Easy. What's going on here?
Mind your fucking business, old man.
Oh my God, you're a dude. Oh, that scared the hell out of me. Your voice was so much deeper than your bone structure.
These assholes are trying to steal my iPhone.
Wait, you have an iPhone? Aren't you homeless?
So? Fuck you, dude.
Okay, this was fun. Carry on.
What? No. These guys are picking on this girl and it's not fair.
What the fuck you gonna do about a white boy? Some type of hero?
No, he's not a hero, all right? He's just a dumb kid. I got an idea. Leave the girl alone. You three, just move along, huh? What do you say?
Move along?
Yeah.
What, are you some kind of cop?
No, he's not a cop. He's actually really cool.
Thank you.
He's a drug dealer.
Really?
God damn it, Kenny.
Give me your backpack.
I don't want to fight.
Well, there's not going to be a fight. See, you either give me the backpack, or I'm going to stab you in the fucking neck and take it.
It's a real Sophie's choice here, huh? All right. Okay, backpack it is. If you want... Oh, here we go.
Run, Kenny!
Hey, sorry. I dropped my phone. Are we still going out tonight or what?
We got it.
Please don't tell me where we're going. I love surprises. All right, okay.
Can I help you?
Hi, you ordered two black guys? Oh, okay. This guy. Ah, David Clark, here to see Mr. Girdlinger, please.
I'll tell him you're here. Can I get you something to drink? Coffee, tea, fresca?
You know what? A fresca sounds really good.
You got it.
I appreciate that. Hold on one second. You guys want anything? It's on me. You can replenish those electrolytes. Don't want you cramping up later when you're jerking each other off. But nice meeting you. Easy. Easy.
Ooh, okay.
I'm going to hang out here if that's all right with you. Oh, thanks. Thank you for that. That's very helpful.
Oh, David Clark. You're a hard man to find. Take it easy on the plastic.
Whoa. Whoa, Brad, what the fuck is this? What, look, man, I was going to call you back. Do not kill me. I got robbed, okay? I swear.
Whoa. See, what? Oh, the plastic?
Yeah, the plastic. I've seen Dexter.
Buddy, I'm putting in a new skylight. You idiot.
You should have seen your face just now.
You shit a brick.
Well, what am I supposed to think, man? I mean, you got these thugs throwing a bag over my head and all that? Come on.
I'm so sorry about that. I did not mean to freak you out.
It's fine.
You do know I have killed people, though, right?
Yeah, Brad, I know.
All right, have a seat.
Well, what the fuck is that?
What? Oh, my orca? Yeah, I bought an orca. I make a lot of money.
So you bought a whale?
Well, I don't like sports cars.
Yeah, yeah.
So where's my money, David?
Come on, man. We go back.
Here's the thing, we do go back, but it's not college anymore, okay? We're not just selling lids out of my dorm room. And you owe me $43,000.
I told you, I got robbed, Brad. They took everything I had, man. This week's drop, $22,000 of my own money that I'd saved. I'm fucked.
Listen, this is a fucked up situation, but I might have a win-win for both of us.
Great.
I have a smidge of very choice marijuana down in Mexico, and I need it here by Sunday night. But my regular courier is out on account of the fact that he got gunned down. Anyway, that's where you come in. You could be my mule. I need someone I can trust. You go down to Mexico, bring it back here by Sunday night. Not only will I forgive your debt, I will pay you a standard courier fee of $100,000.
You're going to give me $100,000 to move a smidge across the border?
Smidge and a half. It's nothing.
Dude, I got rolled by the fucking cast of Annie. Now I come walking in here, and you're asking me to become an international drug dealer.
This is easy money, David. Come on, all you gotta do is pop down to Mexico, go to this address, and tell them you're there to pick up for Pablo Chacon.
Who the fuck is Pablo Chacon?
I am. Yo soy Pablo Chacon.
You don't get a lot of respect from the Mexicans when your name is Brad Girdlinger, right? I mean, that's white in any language. See? Big Bad Brad thought of everything.
I don't know. I don't think so, man. This is way out of my league. You know, if something goes wrong, that's a federal crime. Hell, if I get pinched at the border, trying to cross over with anything more than a pound, you're talking like,
25 years in a Mexican prison. And that's if you get a happy judge. Yeah. Not good. Although, you're forgetting one thing.
What?
You don't have a fucking choice.
So now you're gonna become an even bigger drug dealer?
Drug smuggler, Kenny. There's a difference.
Well, you know, you're probably going to get searched at the border. I mean, no offense, you look like a total drug dealer.
No shit. Thanks, dude.
You could wear a disguise.
What?
A disguise.
Okay, that's what I thought you said. A disguise. So what, I should dress up like, I don't know, what's the hot Halloween outfit these days? Bane? From Batman? Something like that? Or some over my fucking face? Oh, there's no drugs in here. You have nothing to worry about. Great idea.
Hey, pardon me.
Hi. Sure hate to bug you fellas, but I'm trying to get the fam up to the zoo and I'm a lost as all heck.
Yeah, fuck off, real life Flanders.
It's my fault. When it comes to reading maps, I sure can be an old flibberty gibbet.
Hey, no parking here, sir.
Perfect. Fucking tourists.
Oh, jeez. I'm awful sorry, officer. I just don't know which way is up around here.
No problem. Our city can get confusing sometimes.
We're trying to find our way to the zoo.
It's, 2 blocks up that way.
Holy fucking shit.
Thank you, dickheads.
Hey, little lady, don't you say maybe you can not gonna leave.
Bro, guys at bar ask for you by name. Treat them nice.
Hi, I'm Rose.
Hi. Hi.
Go away. No.
Rose.
Listen
to me. And hey, don't worry. You don't have to get naked and all that stuff. I mean, unless you want to.
Mm-hmm. What do you want?
How would you like to spend 4th of July weekend making 10 grand?
What?
All right, Rose, listen. All I'm asking
mm-hmm.
is that you go to Mexico with me this weekend. All right? And then you and me, we drive home together in an RV.
Mm-hmm.
And that RV has a little bit of pot in it.
Drug dealing?
No, it's not drug dealing. It's not. Oh, it's smuggling.
Are you out of your mind?
Rose, listen to me, please. Mm. Now, me crossing the border by myself,
mm-hmm.
huge red flag. Huge, mm-hmm. all right? But families, they don't get a second look. So, Rose, I need you to be my wife.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Look, Rose, $10,000 and your flight's already paid for it.
You can't buy me.
I'm not buying you, all right? I'm renting you.
Hmm.
Like Pretty Woman.
Pretty Woman? She was a prostitute. And I don't trust you.
What did she say?
The fuck do you think? She said no.
Cool. So I guess it's just us then. Little father and son bonding trip to Mexico.
Are you kidding me? You and me traveling alone in a van is going to look like the pervert Olympics. No way. Absolutely not. No, we need a girl. And unless you can think of someone that can leave town tomorrow, I'm fucked.
I know a girl.
I don't get it. What's in it for me?
Well, I'm thinking maybe a roof over your head, some actual hot food. That'd be good enough.
I'm thinking $1,000.
Fine. $1,000, but that's it.
Great. And if we get caught, I'll say you drugged and kidnapped me. Cool?
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, that's fine. But that's it. Kenny, meet your new sister.
This is great. I've always wanted a sister.
Get it off me.
Hey, come on.
Get it off.
Okay, go on.
Get off.
All right, come on. We gotta get you cleaned up.
What's wrong with you?
Don't say that. What the hell's wrong with you?
I didn't mean to make you feel uncomfortable.
Oh, great, Rose. Glad I caught you. I wanted to go over a couple of minor policy changes that we have here at the club.
Like what?
Like, I want you to start having sex with the customers for money.
What? That's totally illegal, Todd.
Come on, what are you going to do? Besides, I got to stay competitive with those fuckers who just opened up across the street.
You mean the Apple Store?
Yeah, and they're killing us.
Oh, God. That's it. I can't do it. Quit.
Did you hear the good news? Now we get to fuck the customers for money.
What?
Go in the garage, loves it.
I'm out of here. I am out of here. I quit.
You to get your hair cut. I mean, being homeless and all, I guess.
I'm not homeless, fucktard. I have a home, but
oh
I left
God,
because my parents
are... Shut up, okay? Please. All right, I don't need to hear your hard luck backstory right now, okay? I mean, I rented Precious on Netflix 8 months ago. I still don't watch the fucking thing. Actually, here, you know what? Just give me a little peace and quiet and go buy yourself some new clothes. You know, the kind of stuff that loved children wear, not this garbage. All right? Thank you. Whoa. Stop. Kenny, you're fine. You already look like a total dipshit. Here, you take it. You're going to need it. You look like Eminem from 8 Mile.
Mm-hmm.
All right, go with her. Make sure she doesn't steal the money. And stay the fuck out of Hot Topic.
David Clark? Okay, what are we doing today?
Yeah, I say, give me something that says I get up every morning at 5:30 and commute for an hour and a half to some bullshit job. Or my jag-off boss expects me to kiss his balls all day just so I can afford to keep my ungrateful screaming kids decked out and Dora the Explorer shit and my wife up to her fat ass and self-help videos until the day I get up the courage to put a shotgun in my mouth. Right here. Yeah,
That's it. That's the one.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day.
Steal cars, but we deal hard. Whip it real hard. Whip it real hard. I call the charge. I call the charge. Whip it real hard. Whip it real hard. Ain't by no funny shit. Steal bitches and business. I'm on my money shit. Steal whipping them Benzes. Major league.
Full body check.
Because I'm pitching. Forsaken Seiko just snitching because he's seeing it.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day. Every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm, every day I'm.
Hey, you folks have everything you need?
Oh, you betcha. Yeah, we're heading out on a family vacay here, you know. Off to see Grandma, huh?
Well, you have a lovely family.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, this is my son, Kenny Miller, right here, and my lovely daughter,
Casey
Miller, that's right, and I'm David Miller. We're the Millers. Yeah, and I, you know, I got my hands full here, a couple of kooky teenagers.
Yeah, I'm going through all those typical teenage girl issues, like finals and college applications, and am I going to get asked to prom? Plus, I haven't gotten my period in like 2 months, which is really weird because I've mostly just been doing anal.
Oh, that's enough. Wow. Thank you for your help, Natalie.
Take your seats, please.
Fucking kidding me?
No, I'm good. I got it right over here. Thank you. Sorry.
Honey, hi. You made it.
Mm-hmm. Eat it. Dick.
Sorry. Mm-mm. Wow, you look really like very
don't. Young. Don't. All right.
Hi, Mom.
Jesus. Mm-hmm. And who's that?
That's your daughter.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. I want 30,000 now.
Fucking way.
Okay, have a safe life.
What? No, okay. Fine. Fine.
Mm. All right, happy wife, happy life. Hi, kids.
All right, gotta make room for your mother.
Okay.
Hey.
Whoa, no, I didn't.
Ow!
Oh.
What the fuck? Don't
whoa.
You ever.
Whoa, okay,
think
okay.
Ever.
Hey, family meeting, let's go.
What the fuck?
Go. I didn't hit her. I don't care.
Hit me in the
I'm
fucking
sorry.
Face.
You march. No one wants to hear it. What the fuck? Are you kidding me with this shit?
Oh, come on. Relax, Dorothy. Jesus.
We're not at the border yet. Who cares what these people think?
It's about not drawing attention to ourselves, you little hobo.
Hey, don't talk to her like that.
Rose, relax, okay? The only thing you need to worry about right now is making people believe you could actually be someone's mother, okay?
Are you kidding me? I can do this shit in my sleep. Excuse me.
Lord, we thank thee for the blessing of this family vacation. May David find his bliss and bring us all back home safely. May Kenny and Casey fortify their sibling bond over the warm glow of our devoted hearts. And may this entire airplane find safe passage and a bountiful life. Even the Jews. Amen.
That was a good one.
That was beautiful. Oh, I wish my family was more like that.
Oh, stop. Don't. No. Come on. Come in here. Hug it out. Don't you cry. Oh, honey. Oh, better now. Okay.
Oh, and don't forget you can use Chex Mix as a surprise casserole topping. Adds that real special crunch.
Wow, what a great day.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Holy shit, where did that come from?
5 summers with my Aunt Barb in Oklahoma.
That was amazing.
Calm down, wasn't that crazy?
God damn it.
Brad said the RV was supposed to be out here waiting for us. If anybody sees a camper, just let me know.
Whoa.
I got 10 wings to the sky. My back to the wall. My white bag.
This thing is ridiculous. I don't know.
I'm screaming now, but it just won't help. I think I'm crazy. got now.
Why the hell are you reading that thing?
Because I like it. It's fun. Informative.
It's fun. That's your idea of fun, huh? I have a VCR manual from the 90s that you should really check out. I think you'd probably enjoy that.
Fireworks! Oh my god, guys, look! Fireworks! Hey, fireworks! Pull over, there's fireworks!
No, we're not pulling over for fireworks, sorry.
Oh.
It's 4th of July weekend. Don't be such a grumpy asshole. Pull over!
No, absolutely not.
Oh, come on, I vote fireworks too.
See, even this loser wants fireworks! Fireworks!
Yeah. Fireworks!
The kids want fireworks!
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 Okay, enough! Enough!
Let's get something straight right now. You are not my kids, okay? You are not my wife, and we are not a family, all right? This is a job. We are not the Brady Bunch. I'm Marky Mark, and y'all are the Funky Bunch.
The what?
I'm the boss. You hear me? So cut the shit. Otherwise, I will turn this RV around immediately. And we will drive straight home. No drugs for anyone.
This vacation sucks.
You it is not a vacation! There we go. You fucking happy? Come on.
South of the border, down Mexico.
Everybody just be cool, all right? Hey there. We got the Miller family here reporting for leisure, sir. We're just heading down to Mexico Way to do a... Oh, okay. Great, fantastic. All right, thank you. Take care now. All right.
Woo! Did you see that? I told you this RV would work. We totally blend.
Congratulations. You just snuck into Mexico. What is this, a meth lab?
Mexico.
Don't you. This RV runs right in, David.
Can you calm down?
This thing is ginormous. I mean, it's ridiculous.
You have arrived at your destination. The route guidance is now finished.
Are you sure these guys are expecting you?
Rose, we're good. Alright. Now, will you calm down? These are all Brad's guys. There's nothing to worry about. Open sesame. Here we go. Hey, I think that guy was in La Bamba. That little football over there, that's fun. Soccer.
Kids are a good sign, I guess.
Hey there.
What is this place?
Man, will you look at this? It's like a cute little drug dealing community. They probably sell churros. Will you relax? It's fine. We're totally fine. I'm just going to run in there, pick up like a duffel bag or a suitcase or something, and we'll be on our way. Now, come on. It's the welcome wagon. Let me go talk to this guy.
Hola. Hola, big man. Me llamo David. Yeah, I'm here to pick up for Brad Gerdlinger.
Oh.
He's got a gun.
Oh, God.
Whoa, whoa. Hey.
Oh, God.
Pause the phone.
Okay.
Pablo Chacon. I'm here to pick up for Pablo Chacon.
You want a white gringo? With the haircut of a donkey.
Yeah, si. Yeah. Yeah, mucho white-o. Very gringo. Yeah.
Who are they?
That's my family. You know, mi familia. You know, helping me out here with the deal. Yeah. Yeah.
Mi familia.
Yeah. I know, I can't believe it either, yeah.
Mi familia! Go! Drugs now.
Okay, great.
What?
Yeah, great, let's do it. Okay.
All right, big fella, where's this smidge of weed everyone's talking about?
This is a little more than a smidge.
Calm down, okay? We're gonna be fine.
Oh, yeah. Right, because all we're doing is smuggling 2 metric tons of marijuana across an international border in a rented motorhome. I don't see what could possibly go wrong.
I'm going to make a phone call real quick. Kenny, watch the pot.
It's a great place.
Fuck you.
I'm gonna let you in on a little secret.
I'm like an amazing sculptor.
What are you talking about? I've been working on it all day.
It's an orca, and he's breaching, and I'm balls deep in his blowhole.
What the fuck? Uh-oh, something wrong?
Yeah, something's wrong. Something's very, very wrong. Okay, you said a smidge of pot. This is not a smidge.
Smidge and a half? No?
No, you got me moving enough weed to kill Willie fucking Nelson, man. Okay, they're using a goddamn bucket brigade to put it on the RV as we speak.
You just walked in there, told him you were there to pick up for Pablo Chacon, and they were like, yeah, no problem.
Wait a minute. Why do you sound surprised? You told him we were coming here, right?
Relax. Everything's going to be fine, man. I greased the guard in lane one at the border. He's going to let you breeze right through, and then I'll see you in the morning.
I'll even buy you brunch. Can I change the subject for a second, David?
If you get back in time and you see the sculpture, you're going to look at it, and you'll be like, whoa, those
balls are huge. Right?
The balls are the only part that are not anatomically correct. Everything else is perfect. But I made the balls a little larger as a tribute to my manhood.
Fuck you, Brad.
That's the day that I love!
Fuck you, too! Come on, let's do this!
I'll see you soon, my little drug mule. Hee-haw, hee-haw, hee-haw.
Shit.
Frutas.
Oh, no, thank you. I'm good.
You reject my mother's gift?
I mean, I don't know whether I'd put it in those terms.
Hey, Kenny, shut up and take the fruit.
Right, got it.
Thank you, man.
You want to get us killed? Namaste.
Whoa. I think Snoop Dogg would fuck this fridge.
At least he keeps it fresh.
Well, as long as no one sets foot inside the RV, looks through a window, or weighs us, we should be pretty good.
We'll be fine.
We're totally fucked.
Adios, viewers.
Buenos dias, officer.
Hola.
I'm very sorry if we were violating some of your local traffic laws. You see, family and I got into a heated game of road bingo and,
Cut the shit.
I'm sorry?
I saw you leaving Pablo Chacon's compound. We both know by search your mobile home what I find. Much prison time for such things.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't feel like arresting anybody today, so I just simply take my bribe and I'll be on my way.
Well, all right. Here we go. This is what I'm talking about. Great. Well, how much are we talking?
100, 200, 1,000.
1,000?
Mm-hmm.
What, are you buying a house down here?
It's a lot.
We don't have that sort of cash on us right now.
Mm. You see, that's going to be a problem.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe you can offer me something else, something a little more personal.
Oh.
Oh.
I gotcha. Rose, suck his dick.
Fuck you. I'm not sucking anything.
Come on. Will you be a team player?
Are you fucking kidding me?
Will you stop being so selfish?
Please,
you know
please.
What?
Senora, no need to be alarmed.
Well?
You see, I'm, how you say, a man who prefers the company of other men.
Oh.
Oh. David, suck his dick.
Rose.
Come on, David. Be a team player. You're gonna have fun.
Okay. Kenny, front and center, buddy.
Okay, so what's the plan? We're going to, like, pretend to, and then you're gonna...
No. The plan is, here. Okay, let's see. You're this bottle cap.
Right.
All right? And I am, this cigarette butt.
Okay.
Okay, that's all.
All right.
Okay. He's over there right by this, that bush. That's him. We'll make him the pebble. You will go and meet him behind the bush right over there. And you're going to suck his dick and we're going to get out of here. Okay, bring it in. On three.
What? No.
What do you mean no? What's wrong?
Well, I'm not gay.
Are you sure? I mean, you never really know until you know.
No, I'm not gay.
Okay, all right, calm down. Look, this like gay panic situation you're having right now, it's coming off a little homophobic.
What, I'm homophobic because I don't want a penis in my mouth?
Exactly. It's exactly what homophobic means. Look, okay, I mean, come on, just, you go over there, you just, you know, you pretend it's a girl's dick. Any girl's dick you want.
I'm not sure I agree with that logic.
Now, here, come here, listen.
What is he saying to him? I have no idea.
All right, just listen to me, all right? Come on, man. This is your chance to be the hero.
I don't know, David.
Don't do it for me. Don't even do it for you. Do it for the girls. For Rose and Casey, because believe me, they wouldn't last 2 days in a Mexican prison.
Okay.
Attaboy.
I'll do it for the girls.
I'm proud of you.
Hey, what's going on? Somebody sucking my dick, or am I getting $1,000 pesos?
No, he's gonna... Pesos? Why didn't you say so?
Uh-huh. 1,000.
Oh, that's like, what, 80 bucks American? Yeah, here. Here you go. 100. Keep the change.
Gracias.
I can't believe you're gonna suck that guy's dick.
All vehicles, please proceed slowly in assigned lanes and prepare for vehicle inspection. Todo vehículo proceda lentamente en su carril.
Here we go, this is it. Kenny, grab the hats, hurry.
But I thought you said the guard was just going to wave us through.
He will, Casey, all right, but we want to look the part so the other guards don't get suspicious. Fuck, this is a guy one.
I don't know. He's honking.
Just ignore him.
Okay, he's really honking and it's making a huge scene. I think he just wants to say hi.
Oh my god. I don't want to say hi.
You're just waving. Well, if we just wait, he'll stop honking.
Okay, fine. I'll say hi. Fine.
Hi!
Howdy doody. Quite a rig you got there, amigo.
That is quite a rig you guys have there, too.
Well, thank you very kindly. We do love her. We don't get to take her out as often as we used to when our daughter was small. It can be such a bear to carve out some quality family time, but you gotta do it, don't you?
Yeah, David and Rose Miller here.
Oh.
This is my daughter, Casey, right here, and my son, Kenny.
Oh, handsome.
Pleased to make your acquaintance. Don Fitzgerald, my smoldering wife, Edith, and our daughter. Say hi, Melissa.
Oh, okay.
Sir, please pull forward.
I got a joint here.
That's it? Oh, look.
Hide it.
Okay, what is this? Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
This is our little...
LeBron! Name's LeBron.
Yep.
Oh, little French fella.
It's our little LeBron.
Yeah, I was against the name at first, but the missus here's got a real soft spot for prima donnas, so he'll never be as good as Jordan.
I can't see the face. I'm dying to see his face!
Pull forward to lane two!
He's gotta pull over. He's gotta pull over.
Here we go.
Great.
Oh my god, I feel like a fucking idiot.
The idea, okay? Hey, everybody smile and follow my lead, all right?
Okay.
Let me take us to the promised land. Here we go. Here we go. Just smile. I'm ready to be cool. Here we go. Follow my lead.
You bringing anything back into the United States, sir?
Yeah.
Sir, are you bringing any contraband back into the United States? Sir?
David.
Habla ingles? Oops, I need you to pull over and exit the vehicle, please.
But...
Sir, is that actually necessary? I mean, these kids are pooped and we've just...
Ma'am, I need everybody out of this recreational vehicle immediately.
Okay, I'm just going to put the baby down.
You're
and
put
we
the baby away.
Bring the child, pull over to the secondary inspection area, and exit the motorhome now.
Okay.
Good.
Okay, sit. Okay, baby. Puppy.
Stay down.
Okay.
Before I search the vehicle, is there anything you want to tell me about? Because after I open that door, I can't help you. Last chance. I'm going to search this vehicle top to bottom. All right.
Amiga, amiga.
We got runner. We got runner. Sorry to inconvenience you folks. This happens a lot. You have a nice day.
Easy.
Oh my God.
Woo, we did it. Nicely done, Millers. Give it up. Very good job.
Here you go.
Rose.
Yeah.
David.
There you go.
We are all officially international drug smugglers. Added to the resume.
How about a little victory music, huh?
Oh, no, no, no.
Don't change it. I love this song.
Me too.
What?
I didn't even like this song when it was popular.
Come on, listen up, David.
All right. Chasing waterfalls, leaping through the rivers and the lips that you used to.
Don't do this.
I know what I should
have. This isn't even a good victory song.
Your way no, or nothing
no,
at
not
all.
Doing this.
But I think you're moving too fast.
Ow.
Now, come on. I seen a rainbow yesterday, but too many storms have come and gone, leaving a trace of not what God given me. Is it because my life's in 10 shades of gray? I pray all pens fade away, seldom praising for the sunny day. You claim the insane, but name this place in time for falling prey to crime. I swear the system got you victim to your own mind. Dreams are hopeless aspirations, in hopes of coming true. Believe in yourself, the rest is up to me. And don't go chasing waterfalls.
Woo! Woo!
No estamos esperando, señor. We will not speak to you.
I decided to bring the gringo myself to make sure everything goes as planned.
But the gringo has already left with the shipment, señor.
What gringo?
The gringo with the haircut of a donkey.
You mean this gringo with the haircut of a donkey?
I have failed you, señor.
If you saw this gringo again, would you recognize him in his vehicle?
He was driving an RV with his family.
Get in the car.
Calm down. I'm going the speed limit. We're not going to get pulled over.
No. I mean, loaded down like this in a 15-ton vehicle, going up a 10% grade? Just in your head, David. I don't need to think things through.
What?
Weight distribution, loading, and towing. See?
Yeah, I do. I thought this plan through.
Seems to be working out.
Oh, great.
Oh, shit.
Seriously, God.
what are we going to do now?
I don't know. I can't even get a signal.
No shit. We're in the middle of fucking nowhere, dude.
Oh, gee. Thank you, Casey. Thank you for your amazing problem-solving skills. So helpful. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hey, what are you doing?
I'm not going to stand on the side of the road next to an RV filled with pot. I'm going to try to find help. Yeah, fuck this. I'm going with her. Bye.
What?
Wait up. Ugh. Ridiculous.
Okay. No, actually, that's fine. Good idea. Okay, hurry back, though, please.
Oh, I have a plan. Really? Good plan. You don't have any plans.
Women, am I right?
Shut the fuck up, Kenny.
Are you so smug? It's just, drives me crazy.
Well, yeah, he's an idiot.
No, he's not an idiot. He's actually kind of smart. Why are you defending him?
I'm not defending him. I'm just saying that he...
But have you seen where we are? This whole plan is so stupid.
Ooh, really? What golden advice did you follow that ended with you living on the streets?
I don't live on the streets, okay? I crashed with friends.
Ah, okay. I see. So you were kind of between couches when David and Kenny found you.
Are you going to lecture me? Seriously, I'll puke.
You know what? I'm not lecturing you.
Okay, good. Because I don't need advice from a stripper.
All right, you know what, you little shit? I swear... What the hell is this?
Couple of hitchhikers.
Oh.
We're here to save your bacon.
Settle up, little ladies.
Hi. What's going on?
Yeah, they pulled up right after you guys left, okay? They're going to tow us to some mechanic, okay? But they keep asking all the
money. All right, calm down. Okay, calm down. All right? I got this. Watch.
Okay.
I'm holding that baby. Edie, you will, I promise, but it's nap time for LeBron. Come on, guys, let's go.
Okay, all aboard the Fitzgerald Express!
It's like we're pretending it's a train, but it's not.
Surrounded by goblins.
Okay. Oh. Hold on, one second. Don't freak.
So, you know, when you're a synchronized swimmer, you can't use a maxi pad because you can see it. So my friend bought me a box of tampons. And I'm telling you, I had such a hard time inserting those. And it would just stick halfway out.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a Roman candle.
Mm-hmm.
And that is how I found out I was born with a shallow vagina.
Yeah. That was such a detailed story.
Thank you.
You gotta do a one-woman show. It's like so many layers, you know?
So, what's your story, David?
What do you mean?
How'd you see me? Ah! Honey! Tell her.
And don't leave out any of the romantic parts.
Oh.
Okay. All right. Where did we first meet?
It's great.
Well, that would have been when Rose moved into my apartment building.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, I remember watching her through the crack in my door as she was...
Wait, you were spying on me?
Now, hon... Just because you've heard the story 1,000 times doesn't mean you should interrupt, all right? Don't be rude.
All right. Proceed.
But yeah, I was spying on her. She was unloading this U-Haul all by herself.
Oh.
You know, I want to go help her, but I also don't want to, you know, come off like I'm hitting on her, because, you know, I'd like to hit on her, maybe, at some point. And, yeah, she was wearing these little navy blue... Chuck Taylors and these jean shorts, no pockets on the back, however that happened, and this Tom Waits t-shirt. And I was like, oh, that's cool, because I love Tom Waits. And she just looked beautiful. If you're into that kind of mean, pretty thing. So anyway, she starts to bring up this really big... weird-looking painting up the stairs, and I'm like, okay, here's my shot. All right, so I go outside, and I help her with it, and I'm trying to, at least, and she just looks at me and she just goes, stop it! Like, she just snaps at me.
You started yanking at it.
Next thing you know, we're sitting there having a tug-of-war, pulling this thing back and forth, and out of nowhere...
His fat fist goes right through the canvas.
But it was an accident.
Doesn't matter. You ruined my painting.
It doesn't... Okay. Honestly, I really think you should have thanked me. Yeah, because that painting was hideous.
My grandfather painted that painting, and it was my favorite thing in the entire world.
So we end up getting in this huge screaming match in front of the whole building, and
so
everybody
angry.
Comes out and is watching it, and I mean, from that moment, we pretty much hated each other.
Oh. And then you fell in love.
Yeah.
Oh.
We fell in love.
Hey, now.
I think this is our exit. David, could you grab me the map out of the glove box,
this
please?
Great.
Yes, sir.
Whoa.
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 Oh, hey, sorry about that, buddy. Didn't mean to scare you there. But that's just my service pistol and badge.
Oh, badge.
Are you a cop?
No.
No?
Oh.
I'm in the DEA.
Oh. You're right, Don. It's been an agent for the last 22 years.
On a bit of a hiatus at the moment.
No. Took him out of the field because he wasn't being aggressive.
That's enough.
Well, I'm sorry, it's not right, Don. None of those young guns are half the agent that you are, those crumbums.
Edith, you know how I feel about your cussing.
I'm sorry, Don.
Edith can be a little hot-blooded at times.
I'm 1/8 Italian.
Oh.
So, okay.
Hey, any of you guys...
Will, excuse me.
Hey, you want
to
join me?
I do.
Where are you off to?
Oh, we're just going
to
go check on the baby.
Check on the baby.
Baby's
dumped.
That's what we should say.
LeBron.
He just has a terrible tummy.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's just a bad
we'll right
diarrhea.
Okay.
We still have cornstarch?
Yeah, there's cornstarch for the bottom.
Family meal.
Yeah. I'm getting my hands on that baby.
He's a narc? Are you fucking kidding me? Stop panicking. We haven't done anything suspicious yet, so just relax.
Oh, really? Okay. What about when you want to hold our precious green baby?
Give me the baby, all right? I'll handle that if that happens. Totally take care of it. But right now, all we have to do is focus on getting away from that fucked up family.
Fuck. Why do we stop?
They hurt us. Fuck. We're going to jail.
No. We're just at the garage. Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. Everybody calm down. You haven't done anything. You're absolutely right. I'm going to ditch this guy real fast. Okay, we're going to get in and get out of here. Okay, everybody? Game pace. Another time. Here we go. There's not another repair shop nearby?
Run by a Christian and open after supper on a Saturday night? No, sir. Shoot. I'd just give you the hose out of our rig and send you on your way, but then we'd be stranded ourselves. Hey, besides, this way we can all get to know each other a little bit better.
What's happening?
They're closed. In the morning.
Oklahoma.
You folks can make camp with the Fitzgeralds tonight. I know a great spot. We'll set up the old tents, and you can bed down in our Winnie. I'll give you a hand with your gear.
No.
Well, Don. That's all right. Millers carry their own weight.
I knew I liked you, David.
Kenny, you want to get our shit?
Hey, this'll be a hoot. I'll even watch your little ones so you and your man can have some grown-up snuggles.
You don't have to do that. No.
Oh,
Edie,
nonsense.
Please,
I am so good with babies.
Nonsense!
Oh, give us
that.
Give me that. Oregano and basil.
Yeah, we were just treating it like it was a real baby, you know, for a summer project.
Extra credit.
Yeah. It teaches the students that nothing ruins your life more than having children.
Yeah, and it also sends that message to teens, just stick to the big A.
Yeah, anal.
Right. Abstinence.
Neither makes a baby. Yeah.
Anyway, I'm so sorry, Edie. Seriously, we just promised our Casey here that we would treat it like a real baby for the entire summer.
Thank you, guys.
And we just went too far.
Yeah,
we went way too far.
Sorry.
So I'm embarrassed, actually.
I think that would scare anybody.
She's very emotional. You should have seen her at the end of Free Willy.
Oh, stop it, Dad. I love that whale.
Well, who loves campfire games?
Oh, God.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to welcome you to the annual Singing Fitzgerald Family Jamboree. Our usual guests couldn't be here this year. They're called the Osmond Family. But in their place this year, we have the very talented and wonderful Miller Family. Let's get this party started with a Fitzgerald Family favorite. Breaking rocks in the hot sun.
I fought the law and the law won. I fought the law and the
It always does.
I needed to steal some money cause I had none.
I fought the law and the law won.
Just the Millers!
I fought the law and the law won. I fought the law and the law won.
Once you'd imagine you've committed a felony, you've been tried and sent to prison, mm-hmm. and you're standing out in the sun, breaking up rocks with a sledgehammer. And
I fought the law and the law won. I fought the law and the law won.
All right, that's great. That's fun. Great song.
I love it. That was great.
Great pick. Great choice.
Great kid.
Yeah. Well, that was an A for effort.
Woo! I got the spirit.
That's great.
It's a bird. It's a plane. It's
U.S. Air Force. U.S. Air Force.
Take me home.
Only north.
Oh, that looks like something with a sea animal. Hammer two sharks. On fire.
Wait until I fall asleep.
Jesus, I'm coming.
Then we sneak into their town. Cut their throats.
I'll be home for Christmas.
What? What? No.
NASA,
Jesus. What the fuck's wrong with you?
No, no, I wasn't saying to do that. I didn't say that. I thought you were going to say that.
You thought I was going to say cut their throats.
I
am fucking Scarface. Give me a break.
Herbert Walker
Paper
Bush.
Paper airplanes. That
clown.
Going.
Clown sandwich.
Don't lock the baby in the basement.
We're going to say we sneak into their tent, steal Don's keys, and we take Darby back to the shop, and I can swap out their radiators for ours.
Got it.
The Earth. The Earth is on fire.
Atmosphere.
Plain and simple.
Al-Qaeda.
Oh.
Al-Qaeda.
Oh.
It was plain and simple. See, this is the plane, and then this...
Oh, Melissa,
something.
Of course it was.
Well,
that is so clever.
Gosh, you know, I thought it was really good. I'm a terrible drawer, so...
Great, because you're up next.
Ah.
Passing the baton.
Nice work.
Okay, let's go, Kenny.
All right, Kenny, here we go. Draw your brains out.
All right.
All right, that's a line.
That is a slash.
No,
Guns N' Roses.
Looking like a spring.
What is that? That's a...
That's
Kenny, come on, draw something, buddy. Come on.
String.
Come on, son.
Rocket.
Oh, wait,
you know what that is?
Or,
is that a cucumber?
This is really stupid.
Is it a bad drawing, Kenny? My guess
like
is bad drawing. It's,
Oh, it's a penis!
I don't know.
A penis! It's a big dick. Those are balls. It's a big black dick. It's a drawing. Black! It's a big black dick! It's a big... Big black cock! Black cock down!
It's a skateboard.
It's a skateboard?
Skateboard, great.
Of course it is.
The big black skateboard.
The big black skateboard. I see it, of course. It's very clear, but see how it was up. There's. You see it? It looks like it's wheels, so I didn't see it down the ground. And then it's...
Black cock down. Black cock down? Nice job, Meryl Streep.
Listen.
Very subtle character work.
Not my fault that Kenny can't draw.
Don't
at
you
all.
Pick on Kenny.
Oh, you're
okay?
Right. His... I thought that was like a skateboard.
You leave him alone. Where the hell is Kenny?
You guys, come here.
What's going on?
Look at these two.
Uh-oh. Guess I'm not the best drawer.
No, you were great. I knew that was a skateboard.
Yeah. I don't know where the confusion was.
No, Yeah. I really like your family. They're different.
Well, they're not my family. I mean...
Yeah, no, I get what you mean. She totally wants him to kiss her.
Absolutely,
She does, right? And sometimes I feel like I'm adopted or an alien, you know, or something.
Right. That's what I meant. But also, you know, I would totally adopt you. You know, not that I want to be your... Daddy, I just,
He's talking too much.
He won't shut up.
Well, good night.
Oh.
I'll see ya.
Okay,
Fucking hug.
Mm. And, Melissa?
Yeah?
Watch out for bears. You know, can't see him coming.
Good tip. Poor kid.
Well, you should go talk to him.
Who?
I said you should go to... Well, who do you think?
Me?
Yeah,
what the hell
guy.
Am I going
to
say?
Talk to him about guy stuff.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Come on,
okay,
have heart. Just
I'm going.
Go.
Hey, man. How you doing? Anybody sitting here?
No.
Oh, good, 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 good. Right. So, I saw what just happened with you and Melissa.
Oh.
You know, you don't have to be scared to kiss a girl. You know. I mean, you damn near sucked a guy's dick 9 hours ago. What are you shying now for?
That's not funny, David.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It was a bad joke. Look, do you want to know something I used to do when I was your age that kept me from getting nervous around girls?
Yeah.
I would just count to three.
Count to three?
Yeah.
That's your big advice, count to three?
Yeah. I mean, if you ever want to kiss a girl or ask her to go out or, I mean, actually, whenever you get scared about anything, you just do this. You just count to three and then do it. Because if you take too long, you'll start to overthink it and you'll just drive yourself crazy. Trust me, it'll change your life.
I guess that makes sense. Thanks.
Yeah. No problem. And, you know, if you have any other questions about, like, the birds and the bees or who puts what and where and for how long, any of that, you know, fun stuff, just don't hesitate to ask, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Good talk.
Yeah, good talk.
Oh, my back. So old.
Yeah.
What's happening? Is it a raccoon?
Oh, God.
You were right about them, Edith.
No, I'm so sorry. This is completely explainable. Okay, listen.
We did not mean
to listen. You just have to understand something. We have never done anything like this with another couple before.
There's no judgment on you.
No.
We're no squares.
I own a vibe.
That's right, she does.
Awesome.
I wasn't for it at first. The darn thing's made in China, for cripe's sake. But, you know, when you've been married as long as we have, you're looking for anything to spice things up a bit. So, of course, we've discussed a scenario like this.
Yes, and tonight, when you brought up that big black baby maker...
Well, we got it.
Loud and clear.
Our vibrator is named Joe Morgan.
Okay, so...
We were picking up what you were putting down.
Yeah. Same page.
Yeah.
We're very flattered by this, but right now, in the middle of the night, I'm ready for it.
Oh,
Don.
Great.
Got it.
Understood.
Totally understood.
We misread it. Okay. Thank you,
though.
We
just had to ask. So,
wait. I have an idea. Okay. Maybe I could take a baby step tonight. I mean, my mouth is for my marriage, but I've never touched another woman before.
I would be okay with that.
Yeah. Oh, great. Rose?
Okay. There you go.
Okay. All right.
Dave, you okay, David?
Mother to mother. Is this okay
my
with you? Yes.
David.
Mother,
oh,
yes.
Oh,
are you sure?
Let's get this mother started. Shall we? I'm Jane.
Okay. Okay. Don, are you watching?
I'm good.
Okay. Okay. Oh, wow. My heart's pounding so fast. My chest.
So I guess we're swinging.
Hmm? Oh, yeah. Ooh.
That's right. Hello. Okay, I'm just going to do it real fast. I'm just going to... There we go. There they are.
There they are.
Wow. What's happening? What's happening? God, I'll be looking at this and touching your boobs. This is a miracle.
Okay.
Would you like to feel my breath? I think that's enough.
for tonight.
Okay,
yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, don't give away the
Babe,
plot.
You're right.
I'm out a little rough.
Let's
out.
Maybe okay. We should wait.
I'm
just right. Are you okay
guys.
Down there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Have fun tonight, kids.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, I'm never going to wash these hands. Oh, my. He did so much.
Good night. Bye, guys.
What now, genius?
What?
Tell me.
Oh, I don't know. I just got ear-fucked in a tent. Maybe if you were to let her finger bang you, you know, they would have given us the keys.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why don't you go in there and suck Don's dick for them, and then you could get the keys. He was certainly loving on those earlobes.
Okay, look, first of all, unlike you, I only suck a man's dick if I'm in love, okay? Yeah, it's kind of a personal rule I have, okay? Yeah, and secondly,
no.
What? I don't have a second one. I don't know what's going on. Oh, I thought of one. I got one.
Here comes Joe Morgan up to the plate.
Oh, Dad. Okay, what?
What do you mean?
I mean, do you want to talk about it? Or you're going to keep moping around like someone kicked you in the vagina?
Oh. Okay. Well... Never really liked...
Had sex before. Shocker.
Kissed a girl before.
Wait, what? I thought you said you were, like, 18.
Okay,
no,
forget it.
Okay, wait.
Forget it.
Okay, come on, sit down. Don't need to be so dramatic. Look, it's okay that you haven't kissed a girl. You know, I'm sure there are some girls who I've never met that find inexperience kind of sweet.
Yeah, but I don't want to be the sweet, inexperienced guy who's never been worth kissing. I want to be the guy who grabs the girl and kisses her, you know?
Okay. Let me make one thing clear. This is not going to be one of those bullshit moments where the girl kisses the boy and realizes she's been in love with him this entire time, okay? You're my fake brother, and you're a sweet kid, so this is for you to bring back to Melissa.
What is?
I'm going to kiss you, dingus.
Oh.
What are you doing? Shut your
okay,
eyes.
Sorry.
That's weird. That's really weird.
Sorry.
All right. That's okay. No more tongue.
Tongue. I can do that.
Too much tongue. Too much tongue.
Right. Too much. Yeah, that's my fault. My bad. Sorry. Less tongue.
That was good. All right. Now this time, I want you to choke me a little bit.
Okay.
Whoa! What's going on here?
We're not doing what it looks like we were doing.
Really? Because it looks like Casey's teaching you how to kiss out of pity.
Mm-hmm. Well then it is what it looks like, yeah.
Really? What did you teach him?
The basics. He's never kissed a girl before.
You haven't? Oh, well, honey, show me.
What, really?
Yes.
Okay,
Oh, not bad. Not bad. Try this.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
You feel that? What I did in the tongue?
Yes, ma'am.
Show Casey what you just learned.
Whoa.
Wait, hold on. I'm going to get a picture of you with the first girl you ever kissed. There you go. Mm-hmm. Make it a good one.
Good.
Rose, get in there. There you go. Photo bomb it.
This is getting better. It's getting better.
Okay.
So cute.
Use your hands. They got so much fun stuff to play with. You're not using your hands.
Melissa, it's,
I'm sorry.
Melissa, wait.
Fuck.
You know, there's a 50-50 chance you'd be into it.
Crazy. All right, grab your things, guys. Take Henny, grab my stuff, please. Thanks.
All
All right, here we go.
Looks like you're ready to roll.
Yeah.
Gary called me first thing. He seemed real eager for you all to come pick her up.
Good.
Okay. I guess this is about it then.
Yeah.
Good luck to you, David.
Hey, thank you, Don. Take care, will you? All right?
Yeah. Huh? Listen, I would appreciate it if you kept what happened intra-tent last night. All that Chinese vibrator talk between us.
Yeah.
If folks at my church found out about that...
Yeah, oh, yeah. No, I get it. Yeah, no, say no more. Mum's the word, okay?
Thank you. Hey, before you go running off.
Yeah.
Well, last night, notwithstanding,
right?
Things bedroom-wise between me and Mrs. Fitzgerald haven't been a real five-alarm fire.
Okay.
Now that I'm not working as much, we finally have a chance to light the flame again, but mm-hmm. our matches are wet,
mm-hmm.
if you catch my drift.
I do, yeah. Yeah, the matches are your genitals. I get it, Don.
No. I was talking about our passion.
Right, sorry, of course, that's the way.
That's okay, buddy.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah.
So we've been looking around for new ideas, and she read on the internet about this finger thing she wants to try on.
Don, you don't need to share that with me.
No, it's okay, I want to.
Okay, as long as you're comfortable.
I need your advice, David.
Mm-hmm.
You and Rose seem hotter for each other than a couple of mice having sexual congress in a wool sock.
We do?
Yeah, like a couple of newlyweds, the way you keep looking at each other.
We are?
Yeah, I guess I just want to know, what do you do to keep things exciting after so many years of fishing in the same fishing hole?
Hmm.
What's your secret?
Right. And by fishing hole, you mean...
General.
That's genitals, okay. My secret, you know what I do, Don? I just treat Rose like she's a stripper.
No kidding.
Like she's a dirty, dirty stripper.
Okay.
Dirtier the better.
Hey, watch your step. It's a surprise that sneaks up on you. Everyone got your bag? Oh. I am so sorry that Melissa isn't here to say goodbye. She just won't come out of that bedroom.
No, she's been sick to her tummy ever since last night. I think it was something that she ate.
Just tell her I'm really sorry.
Oh, sure. Oh. Sure will.
Sweet kids. You'll always be my special lover. Oh, easy.
Bye. Happy birthday, America.
Bye.
See you now.
Have fun now. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, let's get the fuck out of here. You guys, go to the RV. I'm going to get the keys from Peter. Hey, Brad, I was just going to call you.
Hey,
buddy, where the fuck are you? I thought you'd be here by now.
I told you I needed it here today.
No. I know that. No, we just had a little bit of engine troubles all, okay? So we're going to be on the road in 5 minutes. I'd say at your front door in just a few hours, okay? Nothing's stopping us now. What the fuck?
I mean the phone.
Brad, can you hold on for a sec? All right, let's not do anything rash. I'm David. What's your name?
Pablo Chacon.
Shut the fuck up. Stop.
Hola, Brad.
Pablo! ¿Qué pasa, amigo?
You send this amateur fuck-up to steal from me?
Listen, I don't know what David talks. Hello?
I would have loved to say goodbye to him. Pablo Chacon. Turns out there's a real Pablo Chacon, and we stole from him. So... this is probably going to end well, I would imagine.
I'll be right back.
No rush.
I thought you said we were picking up drugs for Pablo Chacon.
I thought we were, okay? Brad told me he was Pablo Chacon.
How do you trust that guy?
I don't trust him, okay?
You guys
were
not bickering for 5 seconds, okay? How did he even find us? We don't know.
I don't know.
With this.
Cool, is that a transmitter?
So you just put that somewhere in the RV, huh? Just in one of the bags of pot?
Think of that.
Because I don't know what the hell I'm doing, Casey. Have you not figured that out by this point?
Silence!
You all die now. But together as a family, with honor.
We're not even a real family, okay? I don't even know these people.
Okay.
She's right. That's absolutely right. No. We're not related at all, any of us.
Mm-mm. No. We're just friends.
No, we're not friends.
We're not
Look,
friends.
I'm just a small-time fucking drug dealer. I sell dime bags, all right? My daughter here is just a homeless gutter punk, right? And my son is just this fucking dork that lives in my building. We don't even look alike.
Not really.
He's a virgin, okay? And my wife, I mean, she's just a cheap stripper.
Hey, thanks, David. Nice.
We will not do anything.
You in the capri pants and the sensible footwear, you a stripper?
Yes. That's right, I am. Mr. Chacon. Just give me one chance to prove to you that I'm worth way more alive than I am dead.
I'm gonna die.
Penny, listen to me. Hey, calm down, all right? You're not gonna die. Will you
tell us what the hell's going on?
Tell us what happened.
Fucking spider bit me, David.
What? Where? Where? Where did it happen?
Bit me on my balls. On my fucking balls. On my balls. On my fucking balls.
Oh, God. Let me see it. Kenny, let me see it.
No. No fucking way. You're not seeing it.
Sweetie, come on. I can't help you unless you show it to me. Please, sweetie, just show it to me. Come on.
Can't we just man up and drop your pants,
yeah, come
please?
On.
We've all seen a dick.
We have...
All right, let's see it. What? What is it? What does it look like? I can't look. Is it bad?
Listen.
Hey, listen to me. It's not that bad.
Dude, it's really bad.
No, it isn't.
Have
it
you
isn't. No.
seen what that... Look at that.
No, I'm
you're
not
going to
look
me
at it.
You're going to a hospital.
No. What? No. No
yeah.
fucking way.
How you...
No,
how bad
no,
is
absolutely...
It?
Kenny, you're okay.
Oh, my
let's
God.
Let's go. Rub some dirt on. Let's get back in the
Kenny,
RV.
Kenny, no. You're going is to see a doctor. I'm sorry. Don't listen
no, 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 no,
yes,
no
yes,
fucking
yes.
way. No, absolutely not, Rose. Well, he's not going to a hospital. We don't have time for that. Trust me.
How
Kenny is fine.
I can't feel my bingo.
God damn it, Kenny.
Yeah. Totally fine. Go grab him.
He might be dead. If
grab
he's
him.
Dead, we're leaving him. Yeah, this is David Miller. David Clark calling from Mr. Girdlinger again. Yes, I'll hold.
Who's my big black and white baby? Yeah.
You? Yes, you are.
Yelowski.
Oh, hello, Brad. Where the fuck have you been? I've left you like 5 messages, man.
David, you're alive.
Cool.
How'd that happen?
Why don't you ask the real publisher, Cone, how it happened?
Not gonna make excuses.
It's kind of a dick move.
A dick move.
Little
a dick move!
Little bit of a dick move.
Okay.
Well, tell you what, I'm not driving another fucking mile.
All right? I want some goddamn hazard pay from your ass. Otherwise, I'm going to turn around
and give this smidge of pot back to Chacon along with your fucking address.
Do you understand me?
It actually sounds like you're threatening to double-cross me.
Fucking right I am.
And?
I'm kind of turned on right now.
You make a good case for hazard pay. How much you want?
Yeah, how much? Oh, I don't know. I'm thinking $500,000.
How about that?
Done.
Fucking right, it's done. Good. But
I need it here by tonight or the deal is off.
Hey.
Yeah, no problem. That's fine with me.
Where the hell are you anyway?
I don't... We're at the Corrales Regional Medical Center in the middle of butt-fuck
New Mexico.
Why?
Why? Why? Because this
goddamn Kenny kid got his fucking nuts bit by a giant-ass spider. That's why.
That is amazing.
Will you let me know if he develops any superpowers?
Listen, man.
Giddy up, okay? Tick-tock. Hola, Pablo. It's Brad. Okay, hear me out. I want to ask you something.
Scotty, the doctor will see you now.
Text me, girl. I got to bounce. Know what I'm saying?
Oh, God. Really? That guy? What? He's hot.
Okay. He got bones. Miller family?
Yeah. Hi. Hello. How are you?
Oh, great. Okay. What's the news,
okay.
Doc, huh? Can we get going?
He's sick. Back to John.
Oh, good.
Well, I'm afraid your son has had a pretty severe allergic reaction to the spider's venom.
Ooh, that's too bad. We better get him home then, huh? Where is he?
Well, he's in a fair amount of pain right now, so we won't be able to release him for a few hours yet.
Why?
David.
Why?
David. Please, continue.
He's on an IV to get some antibiotics.
Who the fuck cares, man, okay? We got shit to do. Go get my son and bring him and his giant nut out here.
That's it.
Right
Stop
now.
It.
Okay,
right
what?
Now. Stop it. Doctor, thank you very much. I appreciate you taking care of our son. Thank you very much.
Sure. You seem like a very caring father.
What is your fucking problem?
What?
Are you crazy? It's only a few hours. We're going to be fine.
No, we're not fine. Okay? We're going to be dead in a couple of hours. You've got those balls. Look, here's what I say we do, all right? We leave him here, and then we just keep going, all right?
So what you're saying is that the three of us, we just leave him here.
No. We don't leave him here. No, absolutely not. No, we leave with him here. Okay. You know, if we leave Kenny here, it really isn't... No, I don't know where I was going with that. That's stupid.
Seriously?
Yeah. What the fuck is that?
I don't know.
Don't answer it for me!
What?
What's up, dog?
Not much, dog. What's up
with you?
I'm here to pick up Casey, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm awake and I speak English, so yeah, I do know what you're saying. What's your name, man?
Scotty P, you know what I'm saying?
Again, I do know what you're saying, but I appreciate you continuing to check in with me on that.
Hi. Bye. We're going to go.
Whoa.
Where do you think you're going?
Out.
I have just made lunch. When are you coming back?
I don't know. Later.
But, no, hey, stop. Stop. Listen to me. Hey, once Kenny is ready, we're out of here, and we will leave with or without you. If you're not here, we're gone. You get it?
Okay, fine. That's totally fine.
Wait a second. Hold on. Come here. I'd like to have a little chat with your friend.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you. Would you please have a seat?
What's going on?
So, Scotty P., what exactly do you do for a living?
Oh, Mom!
I work for A&J Amusements. I'm rocking that monkey maze, you know what I'm saying?
What the hell is the monkey maze?
It's like a terrifying death trap, but for little kids.
You're working at the fair. You're a carny.
Nah, I drive a motorcycle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about you guys? Where you stopping in from, you know what I'm saying?
D-Town.
Oh, Detroit!
No. The other one. D-Town. The other D-Town.
Denver.
That's the one. There you go.
Colorado.
That's the one.
Yeah, I love my Rockies. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you like the Rockies. Are you a big baseball fan?
No, the mountains.
Of course. Hey, those are cool tats, man.
Oh, for real? Thank you, bro. You see the cobra?
I mean, what is this one? What is the one right there?
Oh, this?
Uh-huh.
That's my credo. No regrets.
Mm-hmm. How about that? You have no regrets?
Dad?
Nope.
Not one?
Nope. I wish I did to talk about something.
Not one regret, huh?
That's how I've been living my whole life. I went to a tattoo artist. I was like, this is how I live. Can you put that on my body? And he did.
Dad.
Like not even a single letter?
Nah, I can't think of one. I love all the letters. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. There's a lot of letters in the alphabet. How many are there now?
It's in the 20s.
It's definitely in the 20s. I agree. Sorry, 26, I think, if you count Y. Do you have any questions for us? Scotty P.
Dad.
How did you make her so hot?
What's that?
Casey.
Oh, that's very sweet of you. Wants to know how we made Casey so hot.
You guys had us.
What'd you ask us?
Seminate, like each other.
Sorry?
Like, is there a way to make them, like, attractive, like kids?
Doggy style.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Dad.
Well, I love him. I think he's great.
Okay.
I think he's a real winner, Casey. If I were you, I wouldn't use protection. Have fun. Scotty P., you're the man.
Yeah, for real.
What's the P stand for?
Bye.
Nice meeting you, man.
All right, you too.
You do you, Scotty P. Gonna be fine. Tattooed kid on a motorcycle, no helmet. Actually, she might already be pregnant. I cannot believe her. Where the hell is she?
Look who is concerned about someone other than themselves.
What? No. I just want to get back on the road.
No.
That kid was a dickhead, huh?
Right?
You know what I'm saying?
Jerk.
Unbelievable. She must get her shitty taste in men from her mother. I'm sorry. It was a cheap shot. Cheap shot, okay. Taking it back. I'm sure your boyfriend Jimmy is very nice. He seems like a very good guy.
Well, he's not. He left. Maxed out on my credit cards. Cleaned out my bank account before he jetted out of town. Stole my favorite mug. Which was a pretty shitty thing to do, even for him.
Well, I'm really sorry about that. That sucks.
Oh, whatever, please. What you get for dating a guy who dates strippers.
Oh, come on. You're a lot more than that, Rose, and you know it. What?
Rose is not even my real name.
Well, then what's your real name?
Sarah.
With an H?
Yep. Right there at the end.
Best way to spell it.
My mother thought.
Well, you know, David's not my real name either.
Really?
I'm being serious.
Well, so then what's your real name?
Barbara.
Barbara?
Yeah, I'm named after my mom.
So what are you, like a Barbara Jr.?
Yeah.
You're Barbara Jr.
Yeah, you got it, yeah. Yeah, so my friends in high school and grade school used to call me Babs.
Oh, Scar, Jeff.
Not really, no, not at all. I mean, I was in musical theater, so I was actually revered.
Very funny.
Her. Yank her puppy on the ear. Put it back there.
Whoa. What's going on in here?
That we should ask you the same thing, right, young lady. Huh?
I mean, we've been worried sick.
That's right.
Why are you guys talking like that? Shit, is someone here?
Yeah. Yeah,
uh-huh.
Us. We're here. That's
we're
who's here.
We didn't know if you were dead in a ditch. Huh?
You couldn't have called?
Yeah. Or some of those damn text messages you're always sending out there. You know, hey, it's me, Casey. I'm not dead in a ditch. LOL, little picture of a fucking whale. Hashtag YOLO.
Anything.
Okay. Fine. Whatever. Sorry.
Whoa!
Thank you!
Was that so hard
to say?
Appreciate that. Unbelievable. She learned a new word, Rose.
Thank God.
Ooh.
I'm sorry.
Oh, there he is. Kenny! Oh my God, you look so much better.
Yeah.
Doesn't he look better?
Yeah, it looks like $1,000. Let's go, come on.
Running around like a crazy person.
What are you talking about? He's fine. Come on, Kendall. Hop up, buddy. Here we go. Come on.
What the hell's wrong with you?
What's wrong with me?
David!
Look, this job has a deadline, and it's in 4 fucking hours, all right? And if you think I'm going to lose $500,000 payday because of one of Kenny's boo-boos, then you're out of your goddamn mind.
Whoa, wait a second. You're making $500,000 on this deal?
Roughly.
I cannot believe you.
Rose, listen to me. I can explain.
You are making $500,000 and you were only going to pay me 30? You're getting 30 grand? I'm getting 1,000!
You guys are getting paid?
You're a liar.
No.
We want to renegotiate.
No way.
What?
No way. No. You made your deal with me. I made my deal with Brad, all right? We're getting out of here. See? Good. Casey gets it. We're not renegotiating now. Let's go.
I believe we are right now because you wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for us.
You're fucking right about that. I'd be in Denver right now if it wasn't for you guys slowing me down.
Shit, it's slowing you down.
That's right. Yeah, slowing you down. Yeah.
What?
Well, where the hell are you going?
Casey, where do you...
Hey, I said, where are you going? Okay, you know what? You leave, you get nothing.
I don't want your money, okay? Casey, come back. We have to stay together. Come on.
Why? Because we're a family, huh? You want to spend Christmas together? Help me with my homework, Mom? Please, this whole thing has been a total joke.
Oh, no, I'll tell you what the joke is. Can you want to know what the joke... No, I'm not even going to tell you the joke. You don't deserve to hear the joke. I'm not even going to tell her the joke. Let's go.
I don't think you actually knew.
I know a joke. Come on.
David, we have to go back and get her.
What? Are you kidding me? No, she left. Screw her, okay? Are you coming with me or not, Rose? Fine. I'll make sure to slide your check under your door. Kenny, let's go. Kenny, come on. Let's go, man.
We can't leave her, David. It's not right.
You know what?
What?
You all deserve each other.
He'll come back. Right?
Yo, girl. I got your text. What's up?
Hey.
Are you alone?
Yeah. I think we can go someplace private and talk.
I know, just a spot, you know what I'm saying?
A little better.
You're not in sync with what I'm doing.
I'm just playing a major scale, but
We can move it down.
Let's majorly shitty scale. Stop talking. Just shut the fuck up.
Dave, what's up?
Hey, Brad.
I'm just getting some singing lessons from
my main man, Ben Folds 5. Ain't that right, Ben Folds 5?
My name is Ben Folds. 5 is the name of the band.
You're fucking with me. I love it. You gotta meet this guy. Benji 5 is a laugh riot.
Remember that song Brick we used to listen to?
She's a brick and I'm drowning slowly.
I've got that guy. I fucking got that guy.
He's like my personal bitch. Listen, is everything okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Things are fine. I'm about 200 miles away from you. I'll be there in less than 3 hours.
All right,
peace.
Oh, fucking asshole.
Scales, let's do this.
This gig sucks.
Don't talk to me like that. I will have you killed, and no one will miss your fucking nerd music.
Sunday, 8 p.m.
It's loud.
Yeah, nice try, radio. Nice try. Okay. Let's get there. Quiet.
And I knew better, too, but we were all on the road together, and it got kind of fun, you know?
Yeah, uh-huh.
And I started thinking of us as kind of like this. Whatever, it's stupid. Fuck them.
Yeah, fuck them. You all right now, girl. Scotty P is gonna make you feel real good, you know what I'm saying?
I'm sorry, I'm feeling kind of cryy, and I'm just gonna go, okay?
Well, come on, girl, you texted me, right? You know what's up.
Scotty, hey! Get your hands off of her! Come here, Casey! And you put your hands on her one more time, I swear I will rip that fucking tattoo right off of your chest. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, really, bitch?
Yeah, bitch.
You know what? Why don't you leave the girls alone, man?
What are you gonna do about her eyebrows?
One. Two.
Ow! Broke my nose! You aggressive woman! You know what I'm saying?
Ah, you okay? I'm fine. That was awesome. You just fucking decked him.
Yeah, well, I've dealt with handsy assholes like him at work. Come on, let's just get out of here.
Thanks for the backup. Kenny, what was with the counting? If you're going to punch somebody, you punch them on one. Well, David told me to go. Oh.
David? David hasn't punched anybody ever. I think this way. Exit.
Do-do-do-do! Do-do-do-do-do-do! I have returned.
So here's what happened, okay? I'm out in the open road, just by myself, right? And I'm just beelining it to a huge payday. And then I start to realize something. It's boring in here. So then I thought, well, you know what you gotta do, dummy? You gotta turn this RV around and go back and get those dipsticks. I'm just kidding. You're not dipstick. But what do you say we go home? Come on, let's go, guys.
Hey, David, go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself. You go fuck yourself. And then Rose, you say go fuck yourself. And Kenny's like, I don't want to go fuck everybody. This is what I miss, right? The ping pong action, the repartee. Come on, guys. Let's get out of here. Go home. Get in the RV. Go home. Get out of here.
Come on, let's go!
Whoa. Hey, hold on. Where are you going?
Are you serious?
Look. Okay. I know what this is about, and I get it. All right? We're going to split the $500,000 evenly. Betwixt the four of us. You guys get what I'm saying here? Kenny, you want to be like this? That's a lot of video games, kiddo. All right? Casey, you can buy a house, run away from it. You know what I mean? Like, whatever. You get $125,000. You get $125,000. You get a... I mean, I'm like fucking Oprah here. You know? She was a white dude at a carnival. Come on, guys. Let's get in the RV and take our butts back to Denver, where we're going to be rich and we're going to get paid. Come on.
Hey, David, listen. You misled us. You left us. And then you come waltzing back in here, all I don't know what the hell that was, and then you just expect that we all just forget about it. What's wrong with you? How do we trust you?
Okay, look, what do you want? Do you want me to beg?
Kiss? I think that would make me feel a lot better.
Sure.
You're joking. You really want me to get on my knees and beg you?
Well, it's a good thing I'm wearing my begging pants. I usually only do this before sex.
Okay, I'm going. Please.
Well, let's do it. Here we go. All right.
Okay, to the RV. Let's go.
Come on, Dad.
Whoa, guys, slow down. There's clowns everywhere. Here, let's pop. Get in here.
Just right down here. I know that I parked it right next to an RV.
Hey, this is going to be great. I just want to make some cotton candy.
Melissa.
Kenny.
Rose.
Edie.
Shit.
Oh, shit. I never get used to that language. What in the H-E-L-L are you people doing here? We came to see the fireworks.
That's right, yeah, fireworks.
Us too, that's so weird. They're supposed to be amazing here.
Melissa, can we talk?
No, Mom, come on, let's go.
Melissa, why are you being so rude?
Do you have your period? Do you need a tampon?
No, Mom, I don't need a tampon. I don't want to be anywhere near these people.
Yeah, come on, Kenny, let's go. Come on.
Yeah, let's go.
We should get out of here.
What happened last night at the campsite was wrong.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God, she knows. My daughter knows what we've done.
Melissa, yes, it was wrong of me to fondle Mrs. Miller's breast. You're right. Even though I'm not going to deny that it gave me a certain amount of pleasure. But that being said, your father and I are struggling with some serious intimacy issues.
Okay, no, stop.
I'm not as tight as I once was.
Look.
He just falls right out.
Okay.
It's like throwing a hot dog down a hallway.
Ew. What are you talking about? Look, last night, I saw Kenny making out with his sister and mother while their dad watched.
What?
Oh, my.
It wasn't quite
like that.
That's not true. Okay.
Okay. Rose isn't even my mom. Kate isn't my real sister. We're not a real family.
What
is
that?
This is crazy. Sorry, he's been drinking. It's impossible to understand. He's being ridiculous.
No. David hired us
to
help him
smuggle drugs across the border.
You're drug dealers?
No, we're drug smugglers. There's a difference.
There's a difference?
Okay.
You know what?
Edie,
please.
We can explain, all right? And I'll tell Don the exact same thing, okay?
Really
look,
is.
Here's what's
when
going on, all right?
He doesn't really know what he's talking about.
And it's not even,
he doesn't
not
even know what
drugs
drugs
so much,
are.
All right? So
seriously,
it's just
like a little tequila.
What?
Oh my God!
Hey! Thank God you're alive.
He's got a gun!
Listen, hey! No, wait!
It's gonna be fun!
I still got it. Don's a badass. Melissa, go find a police officer.
Okay, Don, listen to me.
No. Drug smuggling, David? And to think of the moment we shared in that tent.
No, Don, there's another guy.
I don't want to hear about the other men in your life.
What? No. There's another guy trying to kill us.
What? Who?
Pablo Chacon.
Pablo Chacon.
Buenas noches, Milas.
What does it say? What does that mean?
It's a familiar Mexican greeting.
You in the short jeans and the funny mustache. Give me the gun. And the mug.
Please don't hurt her. Take her.
Oh. Now the keys, please.
Here.
Okay, great. You have your drugs, so you don't have to kill us.
Oh, I don't have to kill you, huh? You take my drugs. You make me cross the border into this fucked up country. You try to burn my face with steam.
I'm sorry.
You destroy my car. And I don't like what you do to my mind every time we meet. You are the worst family I've ever met. But you're right, I don't have to kill you. I want to kill you. All of you.
Stop. Don't do this. Don't kill these people. This is all my fault. I'm the one that did this. I'm the drug dealer here. These people are just a sweet, innocent family that were in the wrong place at the wrong time.
okay? And this kid's got the biggest fucking heart I've ever seen in my life. And I'm lucky to call him a friend. Man, an hour ago, I would have killed this girl for you.
But she's tough as hell and a lot smarter than me.
And this one. You. Sarah.
You're the strongest woman I've ever met. And you'd make a great mom.
I love all of them. Don't kill them. Please. Just kill me.
Tell you what, I'll make a deal, okay?
Okay.
I kill you first so you don't have to watch your family die.
In your mouth, young man.
Wow. I guess a lot better than my sister.
Hey.
1, 2, 3.
Well, Mr. Chacon, on behalf of the United States of America, I'd like to welcome you to our country. Grab a seat. I'm sorry you won't get to experience the freedom part.
John, you're my hero. I want you to use those zip ties on me tonight.
Here.
Thank you, David.
We're gonna go.
Not so fast.
Oh, no, John.
Dad,
no.
Girls, please. Hush. I believe that you are good people. But you broke the law, all of you. And worse than that, you put my wife and daughter's lives in danger.
Sorry.
I'm gonna have to place you under arrest.
John, why?
No, Dad, don't.
And I'm gonna do just that right after I turn around and hug my family.
It's all here. I am blown away, David. Great job. But it's late. Deadline was last night, so sorry, buddy. No deal.
Brad, I almost got killed over this shit twice.
Look, I'm not going to be an asshole about this. I got 2 tons of premium weed. Yes. And you got Chacon pinched in the process, which is a huge win for Team Brad. Mm-hmm. So how about we shake hands and call it even?
You were never going to pay me, were you?
Oh, bingo. Was that a dick move? I can't even tell anymore. You double-crossed me.
Kind of a dick move, right?
You got nothing on me! Nothing at all.
Oh, shit. Look at this guy. Who let in 50 cents?
Nice work, David.
Thank you, Don.
Now, I know you don't get your money, but doing the right thing had to feel a whole lot better.
No. All right, maybe a little bit.
Well, as promised, in exchange for your testimony against Chacon and Mr. Girdlinger, we'll have to keep you in witness protection for the next 3 to 6 months.
Just me.
Just you.
Oh.
And any other witnesses to the crime.
hot nerd. What are you doing?
Will you look at this?
Is it bad? How bad is it?
You've got to tell Casey to stop posting this stuff. It's already got a million hits and growing.
Okay, I'll tell her after lunch.
Oof. You know what else? I can see down your tank top.
Hey there.
Hey.
Wanted to introduce ourselves. I'm Dan.
Hey, Dan.
This is my wife, Cassie. We just moved in.
Hello.
We're the Johnsons.
Oh, great. Welcome to the neighborhood. Hey, guys. Come here. Come meet our neighbors. I'm David. And this is my family right here.
Hi.
This is my son, Kenny. My daughter, Casey.
Hi.
And this is my wife, Sarah.
Nice to meet you.
We're the Millers.
Pleasure.
Thanks for saying hi. All right, take care now.
Bye. Bye. I don't like him.
I don't like him either. Why come over and introduce yourself? I mean, who the fuck are you?
I can't believe this. We're stuck in the suburbs.
Now this sucks. I can't wait for the trial to be over. Gotta get out of here.
Stick to the big A.
Yeah, anal.
Abstinence.
Neither makes a baby. Yeah.
Oscars! For all of you!
Oh,
I
know. That's very nice of you, but we're not that good of an actor.
Well, those guys are picking on that girl.
I'll never forget these moments in this movie.
What?
And I hope you don't either.
And action.
Take two men to open this mini fridge. It's literally so hard. Okay, you guys, here's the sweet.
Look.
Leave the girls alone, man.
What are you going to do about a freckle? What are you going to do about a Don Knotts? What are you going to do about a guy with great posture?
Oh! Ow! Broke my nose! I'm terrified of blood, you know what I'm saying? Just deviated my septum, you know what I'm saying? I want a Band-Aid.
Closed?
They're closed. Good morning.
Oh, Oklahoma. Oh, poop. Cheese and rice. Ants on a log. Poop on a popsicle. Oh, cock marbles. Oh, fuck. It stopped at a certain point and it wouldn't, and you just couldn't insert it any more than that. And it just looked like I had like a stormtrooper dick. I'm just gonna, there we go. There they are. This is crazy. Mm. Those are just gorgeous. Gorgeous, gorgeous breasts.
And action.
Woo! How about a little victory music, shall we?
Yeah, please.
Oh.
I love this song.
Woo!
Yeah.
Don't go chasing waterfalls. Stick to the rhythm and the legs that you used to. I know.
Earth invader, wait, build a brazen for the seventh. And like his promise is true, won't leave my bitch in undue. The many chances I blew to bring my life to an end. Clear blue and unconditional. Guys have dried the tears from my eyes, no one lonely cries. My only leading hope is for the folks who can't cope with such an enduring pain that it keeps them in the boring rain. Who's to blame for taking gain into your own vein? What a shame you do and aim for someone else. Aspirations and hopes are coming true. Believe in yourself, the rest is up to me. Yeah.
Adios, Millers.